goes on 4-5 years. And maybe there was coercive interrogation the first year or so, but yet the detention continues, and the person being held incommunicado can't know whether or not there would be that type of torture again, and still under control, so cannot move on with his life, his relationships, freedoms.
Oh, it's devastating. You know, if you talk to attorneys who deal with people that have been in Guantanamo for 4 or 5 years, in case of one I've talked to, Joshua Colangelo Bryan, in charge of several Bahraini detainees who may now have been released, but he has this one detainee has tried to commit suicide 12 or 13 times. I raised the case specifically to a very high up official of the Pentagon who works for the Secretary of Health, who brought me to Guantanamo, and you know, he just saw that, as often happens, suicide attempts are often viewed as shows of power. You know, they're flashy things that might get attention and whatnot. But the trick here, and I think this is probably what you're getting to, psychiatrists are meant to be dealing with the mental health of detainees and addressing just that issue. But often they refer their professional expertise to what the interrogator needs or what the BISCTS, the behavioral science consultation team, who are often the forensic psychologists, will do. So there's a lot of, a lot of lack of moral accountability and professional accountability. The hook has come. Get the hook out.
Okay. Thank you both very much.